in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. Senate Tuesday is taking up the $95 billion supplemental budget measure containing aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Lawmakers will vote on final passage of the measure in Senate U.S. President Joe Biden's desk after months of delays and debate about how involved the U.S. should be abroad. The measure contains $61 billion for Ukraine, which comes at a time the war-torn country desperately needs new firepower and as Russian President Vladimir Putin has stepped up his attacks. Speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday as the bill was brought up, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urged his colleagues to act quickly.
In relation to Al-Nusra,
I'm sorry, that was the wrong piece of sound. Speaking on the House floor Tuesday, as the bill was brought up, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urged his colleagues to act quickly. The U.N.'s Human Rights Office Tuesday called for an international investigation into the reports of mass graves at two Gaza hospitals destroyed in Israeli sieges, saying war crimes may have been committed. Speaking to reporters at the briefing at U.N. headquarters in Geneva, U.N. Human Rights Office spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani expressed shock at what the reports indicated. Shamdasani said hospitals are entitled to very special protection under international humanitarian law and added the killing of civilians, detainees, and others not involved in combat is a war crime. India's main opposition party is accusing Prime Minister Narendra Modi of using hate speech after he called Muslims infiltrators, some of his most incendiary rhetoric about the minority faith, days after the country began its week-long election campaign. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has